nalona.
Are you with me?
Ni nati?
What type of manager are you? What a poor manager. What a poor leader. What a poor president.
President onja longa lunganga.
But if you take all of you
zonke
into his hands
and
say
uti,
today
uti namhlanje,
do the package,
yenze yonke lento,
clean the house,
yitotele,
change where my bed is,
yisuse bed yama,
change my pillowcases,
imikamelo yami,
change this bed sheet of me,
yonke lento ezebed yami lungise.
You could see your sleeping will not be the same. Instead of sleeping the nightmare yesterday, today for his hands and his wisdom changing your bed sheet and your pillows, you got a sound sleep. For him to do and manage your business, you could see, I've worked for 10 years, I've never received 1 million. But this year, I got 1 million. It is something that we are coming to fix today. This is that something we are coming to fix what? Today. Because the Lord spoke to me that. I went to a website and chatting to one of the men of God, and something was written. March and the first quarter of 2012. Every month is 12 months, is that not so? Now, January, February, month, we have eaten one quarter of what? Where are we now?
See, Pingo.
Are we winning?
See, Apumelela.
21 days.
21 days.
The fresh oil. All the pray Monday prayers. Everyday church. Are we winning or we are losing? Is the life still the same or there is a change? I am moving forward or going back. How people see me, is that the same? Or it is getting worse of me? Does it still look as if I am not making it? As people say, is it indeed I am a witchcraft that they say? Is it indeed I am the only sinner on this earth that God do not care about me? I am the only manager who cannot have what I want. I am the only director who cannot make life. Am I the only person on this earth that I am jobless? When will my star shine? And where are you, God? Where are you, God? I am not joking. If preaching does not make practically in your life, then preaching are theory. But God is not a theory God. He spoke, let there be light. And there was what? Light. Are you with me? So Christianity is exactly as God does
his
things. Whatever you speak in the name of Jesus, by the word of God, practically it must work. So if it is not working, let us fix it. Where does it come from? Where does it come
from?
One question.
Mbuzo,
so, can I still believe in God? Sing all this worship. Fill with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And somebody called demons is still working against me. So where I am now? Are you with me? Yes, indeed. 21 days fasting. And still, just small loan to attend my business, I can have the loan. Small help. I can't fund the help.
And
is it still that this generational curse is within my life? Don't we ask ourselves such questions? So it looks as if when I try to go forward, I still come back. And the woman fellowship will tell you, let us visit our roots. Yes, we have visited our roots. But is it still the roots? One root, small root that is not cut off. That is still eating me up. Even that reason, it caused me to be ashamed when they say, let us come to Holy Communion. I don't want to see this Jesus even to touch his blood and body. That is why I don't go for Holy Communion. Even today I made my mind, I will not go, because I am still the same. What I want in the Lord, I have not got it yet. But I have the good news for you. There is one thing I know. Everywhere I go, either I go under the sea, either I go under rivers, either I go under the fire. Oh, temptation. One thing that is very dangerous for Christians. Either I go through shame. So let me remind you, there is something called shame. It's very, very painful. Shame. When disgrace. When people disgrace you for your weakness, for the way they see you, for your vulnerability, because you lack, because you don't have, they disgrace you. You live in this world, but you are living under shame. And my Bible tells me that you are in the trap of the devil. You are in the trap of the devil. You are in the snare of the devil. You are in the cage of the devil. You have been taken captive by the devil. Shame. But remember, for this reason, Christ died. For this reason, Christ died. So today,
namhlanje,
we're coming to end our message very soon. The title,
sithi sihloko,
the noble purpose of God.
Eyona nto ibalulekileyo kwinjongo kaThixo.
He will go through all this.
Zonke ezi zinto.
But lift your head.
Phakamisa inhloko
yakho. And remember yourself.
Ukhumbule wena.
The noble purpose of God.
Eyona njongo kaThixo ngobomi bakho.
That one will still keep you going. Shame is there. They said we can't make it. They have rejected me. I am the only poor person. They call me witchcraft. They call me whatever name. I am the only evil in this world. The only fornicator, adulterer in this world. Everybody knows me. But Jesus has never failed me yet. As far as I need, I live. Jesus has never failed me yet. So I would think the noble purpose of God. The noble purpose of God. Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene. He became Mary Magdalene in the Bible. Yes. He went through witchcraft, fornication, adultery. But the noble purpose of God brought him to Christ. Lift up your head. And don't stay there. Are you with me?
Yes.
That is what God gave it to me. So lift up your head. For in everybody's life, you are very too good. Too good. In everybody's life, there is up and down. There are weakness. Even Jesus said by himself, Jesus said by him, there will always be poor among you. So let us look down upon you, being the only poorest person among us. But if you can think the noble purpose of God calling you to Christ, calling you into the kingdom, you will never be the same. You will never be the same. Pastor Mankwa is not Pastor Mankwa. Pastor Mankwa is not Pastor Mankwa. I have worked in Ghana the whole of 2 years. If I see a child, sometimes I can see a child going to school. He had 10 rand. And me, completed technicum. I have completed technical, and I don't have even 5 rand. But the reason, the noble purpose of God. If I'm coming from Amalinda to town,
this is a dolopin.
It looks as if I'm looking for something. I don't have transport. I am walking to town. Can't take taxi, no money.
And now call a taxi, but now you're mad.
So I will walk as if I'm looking for a car to buy. If there is something, I'm looking at it. And somebody will say, I saw Brother Mankwa here. Oh, I was buying something there because I want to cover my shame. Yes. In our weakness, we are vulnerable. We want to cover our shame. One thing that blocked me. One day my brother came and he told me, so when will you stop fasting every day? You fast and pray. What is the resource? If you have nothing to do, go to God. It's not about dada. It's not about cooking. It's not about drinking. For the noble purpose of God, get closer to God. What happened this morning? If somebody is in pain, if somebody is in trouble, and in your house, open even the music louder and put the song like this on and sing and shout, you will see that you will be refreshed. Sometimes you are lost of words. You don't have anybody to talk to. Even your pastor, when you talk to him, whatever you say doesn't make sense to him. But you know you are dying. But we remember today, for the noble purpose, and God has never failed you yet. Take something, a nice music, praises or worship, and worship God by yourself. Don't sit down. Make yourself, you are worshiping God.
Remember
today, if I used to mention some quotations, he said, you eat bread today, but tomorrow you eat what? The next morning, you will smile. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. The noble purpose of God. The noble purpose of God. God wants all what you are going through. Listen to me. God wants to use you. God wants to make you noble. But he's leaving you to go through all. He's leaving you to go through all. The only one thing that can end it up. When you think about, Lord, what is your purpose in this life I am in?
Amen.
Do you understand the message, please? Please take note and tell your brothers and sisters. Either you are cracking cocaine, either you are standing by the street looking for men, either you are drinking whatever we call it sin, whatever we call it evil, tell the person, think and ask God, what is your noble purpose? us. I don't want to stay in this low graded life. Low profile life. I don't want to be there. Since 2012, telling myself, I don't want to be there. This low profile, this useless life, a life that when you think about food, you cry. You think about clothing, you cry. You think about even lorry fare to transport, to go to where, you cry. To buy petrol, you cry. If we think about the noble purpose of God, we can get out of it. And it is possible. For Christ has given us the way. 1, 2, 3.
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
We shall read it again, but listen. Where President Jacob Zuma is sitting, it is an opportunity that was given to him. If you are there, you are also a president. Are you with me? Where? Men of God say they anointed. It is opportunity. If you are there, you also be anointed. Because all of them are human beings. All of them are what? Human beings. Are we animals? Am I a snake? Are you a tiger? We talk about T.D. Jakes. Are they not human beings? But the reason is the verse that you have read. The reason is this. If God said in a great house, a big wall, and in the church, the great house of God is the church. You are the great asset of God. But God called you weak. So when God called, some of us were weak. Some of us came noble. But God said, nevertheless, as far as you are here, I have got something special for you. How do you call chamber pot in Kosa? The one chamber pot, the one children go in toilet and all. How do you call?
Chamber.
Have you seen that thing? In the morning. He is not in the center of the house. We throw it even at the backyard. No. Even behind the garage. We don't want everybody to see. In a large house, there are what? Many vessels. Some are honorable, some are not honorable. But the chamber pot says, okay, you TV, fine. My boss will stay with you in the hall and enjoy you in the day. But me, in the night, I will purge myself. In the night, I will sleep with my boss. All the suits, all this nice clothing and the tie. Okay, be in the wardrobe in the room. But for me, my boss will sit on me. In the night, his children will sit on me. They will enjoy me in their sleep. I sleep very close to them. For noble purpose. When you are in need, Nigeria people say, I'm pressed. When you are pressed, where is the chamber pot? Say, here I am. Use me for a noble word. There is a time God is going to use you.
Amen. Amen.
Don't use us all the time. There is time for everything. But begin to paint yourself. Are you with me? So that when the time comes, when God use you, who is this one? Prophesying there.
Ah,
it looks like my old girlfriend.
He
had his hair. Sure. And how come that? If you peg yourself, God, the Heavenly Father, because of the blood, because of the cross, because of resurrection power, because of the name of Jesus, because Holy Ghost is in you, God will use you for a noble purpose. That one thing is this: you are delaying yourself. You are delaying what? Yourself. You always go back to where there is weakness. Purging yourself means everything that makes you weak in the Lord, take it away. Because there is a song that we sing. I have made my choice to listen to your voice wherever you leave me, I will go. It's a shepherd of my soul. I give you control. Wherever you will, you lead me, I will follow. You make your purpose. The purpose of this, no matter what I am, Jesus Christ is still Lord. The blood of Jesus is still there. Drinking is not good. Gossip is not good. This fornicating thing is not good. This adultery is not good. Lord, I have come. Lord, I have come. I will never cover this shame anymore. Lord, I have come. This debt is too much. I'm owing too much, Lord. I have come. Somebody, you know, you try to cover it and cover and cover. But remember, Psalm 32 said, those who cover their sin, they will never prosper in the Lord. Go to Psalm 32, verse
1.
We come back to this one. We are closing now. Surpass 12. Then 11. 1, 2, 3.
Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Whose sin is what?
Covered.
Continue. I think there's something there. A proverb. Okay, go there. Thanks. Thanks. Have you got that? Please. If the Lord will not cover your sin with the blood of Jesus, you will never prosper, you will never be blessed. So God is the Lord who will cover it. It's not you who will cover it. Even Psalm 32 is good. It is not the Lord who must cover your sin. It's the Lord who, is the Lord who must cover you. It is not you covering yourself. You remember Adam and Eve said, when we hear your voice, we hide. And God said, why? But you are naked. You are hiding. But I see you what? Naked. Is the Lord who make what? A skin cloth for them. Okay. Let us read 1, 2, 3. He that cover his sin shall not prosper.
But whose confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy.
So purging yourself is this way. You make things exposed to God.
If you need counseling, you make it exposed so that counseling can help you. So that God will use you for a noble what? Purpose. That is all. Are you ready? First week of the second quarter is today. First month of the second quarter of the year is today. Let us stand up and purge ourselves. Let us purge ourselves. Let us purge ourselves. 1, 2, 3. He that cover his sin shall not prosper. But who confess and forsake them shall have mercy. Pastor Mangwa, always confess. But I cannot forsake them. Who can help you? God. God, today, help me to forsake this. God, take me out. Even if heaven will punish you, it is recorded that there was a time you asked for mercy, for God to forsake you. So that the noble purpose will come. A pastor, we saw you coming from this club. Oh, no, 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 I wanted to buy coke. Oh. No, I was looking for a church member there. Oh, you are a church member, go to club. And that is where you're looking for them. Hello.
Hi.
For God blessing is not a problem to God. But how you will be blessed is very important. Lastly, before anything will be done, God has to approve it. Are you with me? Please. Our time is gone. Jesus. It is because of Jesus. Otherwise, all of us will die before heaven comes. Because when Israelites was walking with God, he never spared them one single thing. So that's why last Monday the preacher said, Jesus said, pray in my name. But when you pray in his name to the Father, the Father have to approve it. And if the Father see that you are not present to be approved, you are fasting and prayer count what?
Nothing.
Purge yourself. Because the disgrace is too much. Yourself. We have been given spiritual gifts, but it is not working because we miss it with what? Sin. Purge yourself. You want to be richer and the money is not coming. Promising, and it doesn't come. The man who has to honor you must approve it. But he said, he that covered will never what? Let us pray. Pray to God, Father, I've come to you this morning to purge myself. I cannot do it. The soap that can wash me, the chemicals that can make me clean, I don't have it. Holy Spirit, you have it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray to you. In the name of Jesus,
use
the blood,
the spirit,
the word,
to purge me,
cleanse me, and tell me who you are. Tell the Lord now. Tell the Lord who you are. I'm going to go to the hospital. Say this after me. Father God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, this first day of April, Father,
your noble purpose,
the
purpose
that will give you glory
in my life,
commission it. Command it.
Release it.
Into my life. And take away. The burdensome. Out of me. In the name of Jesus. I command you. Sickness. Go. Out of me. In the name of Jesus. Discomfort. Out.
Of
my life. In the name of Jesus. Loneliness. Out of my life. In the name of Jesus.
Debt.
All kinds of debt. Out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Power of witchcraft. Power of the devil. Power of Sangoma. Out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Power of lust. Fornication. Adultery. Gay. Lesbian. Any kind. Of flesh. Fleshful sin. Out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of pride.
Out
of my life. Father. I stand before you. By your word. That is written.
Philippians 4.
Verse 8 and 9. Drop this scripture. Whatever is in this scripture. Into my heart. Whatever is pure. Whatever is worthy.
Whatever is noble.
Lord.
I count this.
Deposit it. Into my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed. Please be seated. Since we are